今天已经是2019年12月22日。
Today is December 22nd of 2019.
再过三天就是传统上基督徒约定俗成的圣诞节。
In 3 days' time, it will be Christmas Day, according to the Christian tradition.
尽管我们都知道，十二月二十五日实际上并不是耶稣基督降生的日子。
Although we all know that December the 25th is not the day that Jesus Christ was born.
因为圣经根本没有交代耶稣具体降生的那一天是哪一天。
Because the Bible did not specify the specific date of birth.
然而从初期教会开始直到今天，普天之下所有的人都在这一天共同来纪念耶稣基督在2000年前道成肉身来到这个世界。
But since the days of the early church up until today, the whole world comes together on this day to remember Jesus Christ coming incarnate into this world 2000 years ago.
并且他将用他的血肉之体在十字架上替代并承受世人犯罪的惩罚。
And when he went on the cross as a substitute to bear the punishment for the sins of mankind with his fleshly body.
透过他身体受死，为罪人得以恢复与神和好的关系，开创了一条又新又活的路。
And by his bodily death, he opened a new and living way for the sinner to be reconciled with God.
因此，盼望大家都要清楚十二月二十五日圣诞节的内涵，它的意义比日期本身更加的重要。
Hence, I do hope that we all can be clear that the meaning of Christmas Day on 25th of December is way more important than the date itself.
这就叫我们想起圣经记载当年天使向野地的牧羊人报告耶稣基督降生之喜讯的时候。
This reminds us of what the Bible tells us about when the angel brought the good news to the shepherds in the field.
路加福音第二章13-14节说，忽然有一大队天兵同那天使赞美神，说在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
It says here in Luke chapter 2, verses 13-14. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those who, with whom he is pleased.
这里说在有一大队天兵，其实天兵原文也是天使。
Here it says the multitude of heavenly hosts, all angels.
这里说一大队，原文是 plethos. 那 plethos 到底是多少呢？
Multitude, the original Greek is plethos. Now, how big is this multitude?
按照希腊文的意思，是指不计其数的天使一起出现。
The original Greek means countless angels coming together.
这不计其数的天使一起出现，在圣经当中还是首次的记载。
Countless angels appearing together. This is the first time for this to be mentioned in the Bible.
当然了，到了启示录，根据启示录第五章十一节的记载，在天上一同敬拜主的使者有千千万万。
But of course, in the book of Revelation, according to Revelation chapter 5, verse 11, the angels worshipping the Lord in heaven are in the myriads of myriads and thousands in thousands.
你知道吗？很有意思啊。这个英文的数字单位最高的只有千。我们和我们中国人一样，有希腊人的单位却是万。
The interesting thing is,The highest numbering for quantity in English language is only at thousands. But similar to Chinese practice, the Greeks would use ten of thousand.
单个的词所代表最高的数量.
When in English language, when we use a singular term to represent the highest quantity.
Yeah, 英文只有千, 但是希腊文和中文却是万, 不是好多万, 万, 10,000, not 10,000s.
There's only 1,000 in English, but for Chinese and Greek, that we normally use, they normally use 10,000.
That's good. 因此, 希腊文当中以用来表达最高的数量的方式, 就是万的复数乘万的复数。 所以叫做千千万万.
And the Greek way of representing the highest number in quantity would be 10,000 multiplied by 10,000. So therefore we have myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands.
那换句话说, 当耶稣基督降生的时候, 千千万万的使者在那里欢喜庆祝.
In other words, when Jesus Christ came incarnate into the world, myriads of myriads and thousands of angels were rejoicing.
天使作为服役的灵, 他们在耶稣基督道成肉身之前, 在天上荣耀的处所, 早已经认识了他, 也一直在敬拜他。
As ministering spirits, the angels knew Jesus way before his incarnation, and they were worshipping him in his glory in heaven.
天使也完全知道,因着撒旦的诱惑,人类自从始祖开始就犯罪,并且堕落到罪的深渊。
The angels also knew perfectly that because of Satan's temptations, man had sinned and had fallen into the depths of sin since Adam and Eve.
他们完全悖逆,与神敌对。
They were completely rebellious and were in enmity with God.
现在天使看到这位神的第二个位格，子神，竟然从荣耀的永恒的荣耀当中降卑来到人间。
And now the angels saw that this second person of the triune God, the God the Son, humbling himself into the world from his glory in eternity.
他穿上了人的样式，成为血肉之体，为的是给
He put on the likeness of man and came in flesh to prepare saving grace for people who are in sin. How then can they not rejoice and be joyous?
因此，所有敬畏主、侍奉主的天使在一起组成了一个巨大的诗班。
Hence, all these angels who feared and served the Lord came together as a massive choir.
他们一同赞美歌颂宇宙间那位创造万物之神最高的荣耀以及他的伟大。
And they praised the highest glory and his of the Creator God of the universe and his greatness.
他们在那里宣告上帝荣耀救赎的福音。
They were proclaiming God's glorious saving gospel.
以至于他们希望，凡是蒙受基督救恩的人们，可以加入这个敬拜歌颂的诗班，一同高声称颂神的荣耀。Such
that sinners who were saved by Christ's saving grace can also join this worshiping choir of the angels in praising the glory of God.
这个荣耀的真理，首先是在至高之处，荣耀归于神。
The first thing for this glorious truth is glory to God in the highest.
在至高之处荣耀归于神, 这是天使才能看得见。
Glory to God in the highest. This is what only the angels can say.
就是我们这有圣灵初结果子的基督徒, 暂时还不能亲眼看见。
Which is what we Christians who had the first fruits of the Spirit cannot see for ourselves for the time being.
不能透过我们亲眼肉眼看见。
We cannot see through our physical eyes for the time being.
然而对应天上的至高之处, 就是在地上。
But on the earth, which corresponds to the highest in heaven,
天使所宣告的是平安归于神, 说喜悦的人。
What the angels proclaimed was peace among those whom he is pleased.
这个平安所指的是得蒙上帝救赎恩典而来的平安。
This peace is the peace that comes from God's saving grace.
这个平安不是世上的人一般概念当中的平安。
It is not the common concept of peace that the world holds.
因为这个平安是罪得赦免的平安。
Because this peace is the peace of sinners whose sins are forgiven.
是因着基督所流的宝血得以与神和好而来的平安。
And it is also the peace of sinners who are reconciled with God through the shed blood of Christ.
平安归于神所喜悦的人所指的并不是说人可以凭着自己的努力与工作得蒙上帝的喜悦。
Peace among those whom he is pleased. This does not mean that man can gain God's pleasure by his own efforts and works.
这句话希腊文原文的意思是指神按照自己旨喜悦所喜悦的旨意，或者那些因神的旨意、因得蒙神恩惠所临到的人们。
The Greek text literally reads, "Man of his good pleasure," or those upon whom God's will or favor rests.
这就是说救赎的恩典乃是那位随即行做万事的神照着他自己所喜悦的或者说凭着他自己美好的旨意赐给他所拣选的人们。
That is to say, the grace of salvation is according to God's free choice of those whom he wills or according to his own good will to favor and save.
因此救赎的平安完全是一个恩典的赏赐。
Hence, saving peace is a precious and gracious gift.
是属于那些神按照自己所喜悦的所按照自己的喜悦所赐给的那些人们。
Which belongs to those to whom God is pleased to give to.
接下来我们要回到马可福音第一章继续查考马可对耶稣基督权柄的记载。
And now we shall come back to Mark and continue with our study of the authority of Jesus Christ according to Mark.
上主日我们透过马可福音第九章第一章第九到二十二节从马可的笔下我们看见了耶稣得胜撒旦的试探的权柄宣讲福音的权柄。
Last Sunday, through Mark's writings in Mark chapter 1 verses 9 to 22, we see that Jesus' authority over Satan's temptations and his authority in evangelizing.
我们也看到耶稣呼召门徒的权柄以及讲解圣经教训人的权柄。
We also saw his authoritative calling of his disciples and his authority in speaking of the scriptures to the people.
今天我们要开始查考耶稣赶逐污鬼的权柄。
And today we shall study the authority of Christ in casting out the unclean spirit.
现在请大家和我一起翻开马可福音第一章。
Please turn with me to Mark chapter 1.
马可福音第一章，我们要从23节一直看到第28节。
Mark chapter 1, we shall read from verses 23 to 28.
二十三节在会堂里有一个人被污鬼附着他喊着说
And immediately there was in the synagogue a man with an unclean spirit and he cried out
拿撒勒人耶稣我们与你有什么相干你来灭我们吗我知道你是谁乃是神的圣者
What have you to do with us Jesus of Nazareth Have you come to destroy us I know who you are The Holy One of God
耶稣责备他说不要出声不要出声从这人身上出来吧
But Jesus rebuked him saying Be silent and come out of him
乌龟叫那人抽了一阵风大声喊叫就出来了
And the unclean spirit convulsing him and crying out with a loud voice came out of him
众人都惊讶以致彼此对问说这是什么事这是个新道理啊！ 他用权柄吩咐乌鬼，连乌鬼也听从了他。
And they were all amazed, so that they questioned among themselves, saying, "What is this? A new teaching with authority? He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him."
耶稣的名声立刻就传遍了加利利的四方。
And at once, his fame spread everywhere throughout all the surrounding region of Galilee.
要记得按照马可教授交代的背景，二十一节耶稣来到了加百农，就在安息日进了会堂教训人。
We need to remember, as according to the background by Mark, they went into Capernaum, and immediately on the Sabbath, he entered the synagogue and was teaching.
所以呢，在二十三节的一开头，马可注明说，在会堂里有一个人被巫鬼附着。
At the start of verse 23, Mark specified that there was in the synagogue a man with an unclean spirit.
在会堂里，就是说，当犹太人坐在会堂里一起敬拜那位自有拥有的独一真神的时候
，being in the synagogue, it means that when the Jews were in the synagogue worshiping the ever living true God.
这个被巫鬼附着的人也在会堂里坐在他们的当中。
This man with the unclean spirit was also in the synagogue in the midst.
换句话说，当神的儿子耶稣基督在会堂里讲道的时候，这个被巫鬼附着的人也在人群当中。
In other words, when the Son of God, Jesus Christ, was preaching in the synagogue, this man with an unclean spirit was also there with the crowd.
或者说，这个被巫鬼附着的人也来到了敬拜上帝的地方。
Or it can also be said that the man with the unclean spirit came to the place of worship.
等一等，你可能会认为说，被鬼附着的人将会尽可能的远离敬拜上帝的人群，比如说教会，对吗？
Wait a minute. You might think that a demon-possessed person would want to stay as far away as possible from God's people. For example, the church, right?
但事实上并非如此。
But this is far from fact.
而且这不是一件不寻常的事情。
And this is not at all unusual.
撒旦也常常混杂在神的子民教会的人群当中，试图来搅乱神的真理。
Because Satan also mingles with God's people in the church in order to disrupt the truth of God.
即便是当时神的儿子耶稣基督来到世上的时候，
Even when the Son of God, Jesus Christ, came into the world,
邪恶的灵，包括污秽的灵，透过他所控制的人进到敬拜的地方，去搅扰正常的敬拜秩序。
Evil spirits, including unclean ones, will also come into places of worship in order to disrupt the order of worship through people whom they control.
直到今天，撒旦仍旧采用相同的伎俩。
And up until now, Satan still uses the same tactics.
撒旦往往安排受他控制的人进到教会当中，啊，使教会要加引号，使教会受到搅扰，迷失方向，产生分歧与争斗。
Satan often plants someone whom he controls in a church to cause disruption, division, and conflict.
要知道，魔鬼往往喜欢混杂在一些仪式主义、律法主义的宗教人群当中。
We need to know that demons love to hang out among ritualistic and religious people.
有许多自称教会的地方不一定就是基督的教会。
There are so many so-called churches that are not necessarily the Church of Christ.
有许多自称教会的地方实际上是一群鱼目混珠，没有重生， 也没有基督同在的社会团体。
Many of these so-called churches are really social groups comprising mainly of people who are not regenerated and do not have Christ with them.
你说有这样的事情吗？
You may ask, is there such a thing happening?
有的，我告诉你，就在启示录的第二章。
I tell you, yes, there is. In Revelation chapter 2,
启示录第二章的第九节。
Revelation chapter 2, verse 9.
复活的耶稣基督则被士美拿教会称，把它称为士美拿的会堂，已经成了撒旦的会堂。
In Revelation chapter 2, verse 9, the resurrected Jesus Christ rebuked the church in Smyrna, all the synagogue in Smyrna, that they have become a synagogue of Satan.
因为所谓的会堂就是一帮仪式主义、律法主义的宗教人群聚集的地方。
Because the synagogue had ritualistic services without rebirth.
他们有很多的规矩，但却与上帝生命的主没有任何生命的关系。
They had many rules, but these had no relationship with God, the Lord of life.
他们也有讲道的项目，但是却没有圣灵的工作。
They had sermons without the Holy Spirit.
他们有音乐的歌唱，但是却没有上帝全能的同在。
They sang music without a sense of God's majesty.
我现在谈到了巫鬼或者是魔鬼，有人会问：如果有魔鬼的存在，那么魔鬼是从哪里来的呢？
Never talk about demons or unclean spirits. Someone may ask, if there are demons, where do they come from?
是不是按照中国民间传统的说法，由死人的灵魂变来的呢？
Is it according to traditional Chinese mythologies that they come from being spirits of dead people before being transformed into demons?
当然不是的。
Well, of course, that is not the case.
根据圣经的启示，魔鬼也曾经是上帝所创造的天使。
According to the BibleDemons were former created angelic beings.
就是当天使长，就是以赛亚书十四章十二节所提到的路西弗，当这个天使长堕落反叛神的时候，跟从他一起叛逆的那些天使们。
They were kicked out of heaven with the archangel, who is Lucifer, as mentioned in Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12.When he rebelled against God.
圣经启示录十二章的第三到第四节，暗示着跟从路西弗就是撒旦一同反叛的有三分之一的天使。
Revelation chapter 12 verses 3 to 4 indicates that a third of the heaven's angelic host followed Lucifer or Satan in his rebellion.
实际上从伊甸园开始，撒旦就一直在人的身上下功夫，促使人跟他一样也反叛抗拒神。
As a matter of fact, Satan had also been working on man since the Garden of Eden to entice man to join him in his rebellion against God.
然而自从耶稣基督道成肉身来到世上，魔鬼的反抗就越发增强。
Ever since Jesus came to the earth for the first time, the demons' rebellious resistance intensified.
他们尽其一切所能来搅扰神对人类的整个救赎计划。
They did all they could to disrupt God's plan of salvation for mankind.
启示录告诉我们，当耶稣基督再来的时候，魔鬼的活动会再一次的加强。
The book of Revelation declares that at the second coming of Jesus, demon activity will intensify again.
从圣经的记载来看，魔鬼的灵很喜欢附在有生命的动物，比如猪，或者是人的身上。
Bible indicates that demonic spirits crave embodiment into something living, like animals, for example, pigs, and or humans.
因此被鬼附着的人或者动物的身上往往有一个或者多个的邪灵住在里面。
Hence, demon possession will consist of one or more demons inhabiting a human or an animal.
透过马可的笔下，他告诉我们，当耶稣在会堂里向犹太人讲解神的道的时候，
Through his writings, Mark tells us that when Jesus was speaking God's word to the Jews in the synagogue,
有一个被巫鬼附着的人就立刻喊叫起来。
A man with an unclean spirit immediately cried out.
我们可以从路加福音第四章三十三节所记载相同的事件得知，路加医生的记载更加详细的加上了大声喊叫。
We can see a similar event as recorded in Luke chapter 4 verse 33 where Dr. Luke added this detail that he cried out with a loud voice.
这里的喊叫或者是大声喊叫，希腊文的原文是 anakrazo.
This phrase cried out with a was from the Greek word anakrazo.
Anakrazo 所表示的是从喉咙的深处所发出的那种歇斯底里的喊叫，就有点像什么，你知道吗？有点像乌鸦所发出那个尖利的叫声一样。
This word anakrazo, which means to cry from the depth of the throat, describing the shrill cry of a raven.
你看到没有？魔鬼他实际上不在乎人们的礼仪，干巴巴的宗教行动。
Can you see that demons are not bothered by ritualistic and dry religious services?
但是当耶稣出现的时候，他们就开始疯狂了。
But when Jesus shows up, they go crazy.
同样，今天世界上许多所谓教会的聚会，魔鬼并不在乎。
In the same way,demons are also not bothered at the services of many so-called churches today.
因为那里只有人的自我放纵，人的自我安慰，人的宗教活动。
Because there are only religious services that promote self-indulgence and self-comforting.
但是当主耶稣基督生命之道开始被宣讲，圣经被宣讲，悔改赦罪的真理开始被人们所信的时候，
But when Lord Jesus began to speak his word of life, the Bible is being proclaimed and people begin to believe in the truth of repentance for the forgiveness of sins.
魔鬼就开始疯狂了。
Demons will go crazy.
因为这是他们所最不情愿看到的情况。
Because this is the very last thing that they will want to see.
因此当他们听见耶稣在那里分解传讲神的道，就立刻喊叫。
Hence, when they heard Jesus speaking and preaching God's word, immediately they cried out.
他们喊叫什么呢？拿撒勒人耶稣，我们与你有什么相干？你可以想象一下，从喉咙的深处发出那种很可怕的尖叫声：拿撒勒人耶稣，我们与你们有什么相干？你来灭我们吗？我们知道你是谁，乃是神的圣者。
What are they saying? What are they crying out? You can imagine them screaming at the top of their voices from the depth of their throats, saying, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God."
尽管我们今天没有足够的时间来分解这句话里面所有的含义，
although we do not have enough time to expound on every aspect of this verse.
但简单来说，这个被巫鬼所控制的人用歇斯底里的声音向耶稣喊叫说：你不要管我。
But in short, the demon possessed man responded by screaming at the top of his lungs in saying, Leave me alone.
这就让我们看到耶稣基督作为神的儿子，宇宙的创造主，他所显示出来神性的权柄。
This also shows us that Jesus Christ as the Son of God, as the creator of the universe, he is displaying his divine authority.
巫鬼看见他，听到他讲解圣经的话，就不得不对他产生如此的惧怕。
After seeing him and hearing him speak the scriptures, The unclean spirits cannot help but be absolutely fearful of him.
这就给我们稍微一瞥看见的魔鬼与耶稣之间的关系。
Here we are given a glimpse of the relationship between demons and Jesus.
很显然，魔鬼遇见耶稣的时候，产生了许多不安的骚动。
Clearly, the demons become agitated when they meet Jesus.
耶稣身上所显示的神性的权柄，很显然，使得这些巫鬼产生了极大的恐惧。
The divine authority that is demonstrated in Jesus rouses in them tremendous fear.
为什么在这个人里面的巫鬼表现出了如此的惧怕呢？
Why does this unclean spirit inside the man show so much fear?
从他口里所说的话告诉了我们巫鬼所认识的耶稣。他说，我知道你是谁，乃是神的圣者。
When what the man cries out, he tells what the unclean spirit knows. He knows who he is, the Holy One of God.
耶稣并不是圣者当中的一位，他是至圣的那一位主宰。
Jesus is not simply one who is holy. He is the Holy One.
他就是神，就是为降世为人的耶稣基督。
He is God himself, who is man Jesus Christ.
为什么耶稣的到来会促使魔鬼感到极度的不安呢？
Why does the coming of Jesus arouse such fear in the demons?
耶稣的到来促使魔鬼感到极度的不安，原因就是弥赛亚的到来就意味着神的子民得蒙救赎，而仇敌到遭毁灭的时刻马上就要到来了。
Because the coming of the Messiah meant the coming of deliverance for God's people, but it also meant destruction for his enemies.
耶稣只在那里讲解，在会堂上讲解神的话。
Jesus was merely speaking the scriptures in the synagogue.
对，在人里面的那个巫鬼自然的就产生了如此的惧怕。
But this aroused tremendous fear in the unclean spirit who is inside the man.
而且他知道耶稣是谁，耶稣不是一个普通的人，他是神的至圣者。
And this unclean spirit knows who Jesus is. He is not just a man, he is the Holy One of God.
今天在这个世界上，很多人把耶稣当作一个普通的人。
Today, many people regard Jesus as a mere man.
这正是撒旦所设下来的圈套。
And these are one of the traps that Satan employs.
今天我在这里特别要提醒大家两件事情。
Here, I need to bring everyone to two things.
首先，我要敦促大家做一个对比。
Here I need to bring everyone's attention to a contrast.
这个对比就是当耶稣基督降生的时候，侍奉神的天使在天上高唱，高声歌唱，称颂上帝荣耀的情形。
This contrast is between the joyful singing and praising of the glory of God by the angels serving God at the birth of Jesus Christ.
与堕落的天使，就是魔鬼，遇到耶稣的时候所表现出来的惊恐与惧怕。
The contrast of this and to the fear and horror of the fallen angels or demons when they make contact with Jesus.
这两样之间的对比
showing us a contrast between these two.
但是无论这两方面的哪一个方面，都是给我们看到了耶稣基督的权柄。
But either aspect shows us the authority of Jesus.
因为当天使在那里歌颂耶稣基督降生的时候，天使在那里歌颂他的时候，我们看到了他的作为神的荣耀，作为神的权柄。
Because when the angels are singing and praising the glory of God at the birth of Jesus, we see God's glory and his might.
当我们看见在人里面的巫鬼看见耶稣所表现出来的极度惧怕的时候，同样给我们看见的耶稣的权柄。
And when we see the fear and horror of the demons inside the man when they make contact with Jesus, we also see his authority. Because he is God who is absolutely sovereign and authoritative.
我盼望, 从你内心的深处向主祷告, 让圣灵帮助你能够看见耶稣基督福音的荣耀。
I do hope that you will pray to the Lord from the depths of your heart for the Holy Spirit to help you to see the glory of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
以至于你愿意在耶稣基督的面前认罪悔改, 得蒙耶稣基督
as such that you are willing to come to Jesus in confession and repentance to receive his grace of life by his election.
如果你认为你已经是一个基督徒,
if you regard yourself as a Christian,
那么我想请问, 你的生活当中, 你具体的生活, 表现出了你对神的敬拜和称颂了吗?
Then may I ask that, do you show worship and praise of God in your life?
这是第一个方面我要提醒大家所做的对比。
This is the first aspect which I want to of contrast which I want to bring to everyone.
其次我要问你另外一个问题。
Second, I need to ask a question.
你是否看到了当耶稣在会堂里面讲解神话语的时候, 在那人里面的乌鬼 是 在那里歇斯底里的喊叫, 别管我!
You need to ask, have you seen that when Jesus was speaking, that the unclean spirit inside the man cried out from the top of his lung in saying, leave me alone.
这不是一个恳求怜悯的祷告, 这是一个抵挡神怜悯的喊叫。
This was not a prayer for mercy, but a cry against God's mercy.
假如在我们某个主日崇拜的过程当中, 忽然间有类似的事情发生,
if something like that were to happen in one of our Sunday morning services,
我可以向你保证, 将会唤醒许多在沉睡当中的人们。
I can assure you that you will wake up most of the sleepers.
当耶稣在会堂里面讲解神话语的时候, 那在人民的乌鬼歇斯底里的喊叫说, 别管我。
When Jesus was speaking in the synagogue, the unclean spirit within the man cried out from the top of his lung, leave me alone.
别管我! 正是魔鬼的欺骗在许多人心中所设下的圈套。
Leave me alone. This is the deceit that Satan puts in the hearts of people today.
多少次, 神透过他圣经的真理对你说话, 为的是唤醒你沉睡的灵魂。
How many times has God spoken to you in order to awaken your soul that is asleep?
然而在你的思想深处对自己说, 神啊, 别管我。
However, deep in your heart and mind, you said, God, leave me alone.
我不要你对我说话, 我也不想要在生活上受到搅扰。
I don't want you to speak to me, and I don't want to be disturbed in my life.
我对于自己的现状非常的满意, 也非常的满足, 因此请别来打扰我。
I'm content and satisfied in my present condition, so leave me alone.
有多少次在你的内心暗自地说, 哦, 别再用福音来烦恼我了, 别再用关于神的东西,
how many times that you have said to yourself, oh, don't bother me with the gospel. Don't bother me with all that God stuff.
我有我自己的权利,
I have my own wretched wretch.
我有我的自己的权利,
I have my own wretched right to perish in my own sin.
我有我的自由, 我有我的自由让我的灵魂遭毁灭。
I have my own right to destroy my soul.
请别再对我讲述什么死亡啊、审判啊、永恒啊等等这些事情。
Don't talk to me about death or judgment or eternity.
请不要再对我讲述耶稣里面的悔改、信靠耶稣了。
Don't talk to me about repentance and faith in Jesus.
我对这些一点都不感兴趣。
I am not interested in all these.
多少次你暗自在内心里面对自己说，哎呀，我仅仅想要从耶稣那里得到一些世界上的好处而已嘛。
How many times you have said to yourself, I just simply wanted to get some earthly blessings and benefits from Jesus.
我不想要与耶稣还有他的救赎、他的赦免、他的永恒生命有任何的关系。
I want nothing to do with your Jesus or his salvation and forgiveness or his eternal life.
历史历代有许多的我们的国家跟许多的国家一样也是对神说别管我们啦。
Throughout the ages, like other nations, our nation has said to God,Leave me alone.
许多孩子们对自己的父母亲说不要管我。
Children say to their parents, Leave me alone.
许多被造的人对他们的创造主说不要管我。
Many who were created, telling the one who created them, Leave me alone.
我有我的自由。
I have my own freedom.
我愿意如何生活不关神什么事。
This is how, that is my life. How, this is how I would live. It is none of God's business.
这就是我的生活，我爱做什么就做什么。
That's my life, and I'll do what I please.
许许多多的人拒绝神，并且告诉神说，不愿意跟他有任何的关系。
Many, many people reject God.And tell him that we want nothing to do with him.
当人们要那位可以唯一可以帮助他们、可以救赎他们的耶稣，不别管他们的时候，那情况是何等的悲哀。
How sad it is for people to want Jesus to leave them alone, when only He can help them and save them.
感谢上帝。耶稣没有因着我们拒绝他，告诉他们，告诉他我们不愿意他跟我们有任何关系，就不管我们了。
We thank God that Jesus did not leave us alone when we reject him and tell him we want nothing to do with him.
在上帝的时间到来的时候，极致圣经讲叫做极致时间满足，神就差遣他的儿子为女子所生。
When the time is fulfilled, according to the Bible, according to the scriptures, when the fulfillment of the time has come, God sends his son through a virgin.
他是神照着他自己的旨意，照着他自己所喜悦的，拣选了一批人，让救恩临到这帮人。
According to his pleasure and his will,He elects a group of people and bestows his grace on them.
这些人也同样是那些在上帝面恩典面前做出正确回应的人们。
And these people are those who respond in the proper manner to his grace.
也就是降服于耶稣基督绝对的权柄而得到重生的人们。
That is.Those who surrender to Jesus' divine authority and are thus reborn.
请问，你确定你是降服于耶稣的绝对权柄，重生得救的基督徒吗？
I would like to ask, are you sure that you are a saved, regenerated Christian who has surrendered to Jesus' the absolute and divine authority?
我们一同祷告。
Let us pray together.
感谢我们的主，因为在圣经的经文里面，让我们清清楚楚地看见了耶稣基督神性的绝对权柄。 Thanks to our Lord that through the scripture and the Bible we can clearly see the absolute authority that JesusManifest when he was even when he was in this world. 主啊，我们将在座的每一位 都带到你的面前来。但愿主啊，你照着你自己的旨意，照着你所喜悦的，也让我们在座的没有一位是从你的恩典上迷失或者错失。 Father, we pray, we uphold everyone among us unto your loving hands. We pray that none among us is missed out from your grace, miss out your calling from above. 主啊，让我们每个人都在你的面前做出正确的回应，对你的恩典，对你的救赎做出一个正确的回应。 Father, I pray that everyone among us will respond rightly to your grace, to your salvation. 我们如此的祷告，同心的仰望，奉耶稣基督的名。 As we pray and look up to you, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.